Please turn with me your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. If you dare say amen.
Oh Lord, mio. Che ne va fissato a
Second Corinthians chapter 2 in verses 14 and 15. Now, thanks be to God. Somebody say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Okay, I will wait for you to catch up. Somebody say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Somebody say, I thank you, Father.
Now, if you don't have a reason to say that, then don't say it.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, my Father in heaven. Glory be to God in the highest. See, now thanks be to God who always, somebody say, always. Say it again. Always. You are yet to catch like I think you should. Now thanks be to God who always. What does always mean? All the time. All the time, hallelujah, leads us in triumph or causes us to triumph or makes us to win. I'm reading 20 versions of the Bible. In Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Isn't it amazing that before he begins to talk of his fragrance, he talks of the fact that you are an overcomer. Come on, talk to me, church. You are an overcomer. I say, blessed be God who always causes us to triumph. And then through us diffuses what? What kind of fragrance? The knowledge of him. So what's the knowledge of him that you are diffusing? Come on, talk to me. Always victorious in Christ Jesus. Always victorious in Christ Jesus. Always victorious in Christ Jesus. Always winning in Christ Jesus. What matters the most in your life is your position in Christ Jesus. It will help you stop habits. To help you stop the devil. To help you stop failing. The Bible says it is God that worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. One version says, don't you know that it is God that is living in you, that he skews your mind in a way to do the things that God likes? In every place. Please permit me to make this statement up front. No matter how difficult the terrain, you will come through a winner in the name of Jesus. Let me say it again. No matter how impossible it may look, in Christ Jesus, you are coming through a winner. It says, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who have been saved and among those who are perishing. To one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but of sincerity, but as from God, we speak the sight. We speak in the sight of God and in Christ. Hallelujah. One thing I do mostly for myself, and I just say it as I just put the case before you, is when you go wrong against the word of God, I am angry. But I can't be angry to the place where I'll begin to judge you. I am a man. What when I go wrong? I'm not living to go wrong. And that's why the Bible says, do not judge. Matthew chapter 7. That's why the Bible says, if a brother is caught up in sin, sin, S-I-N, the measure of your righteousness is to help him recover. Then you would have saved a soul. Why are you going this way? Because now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. And that's why we have in the Bible, there's no temptation that comes to you that is not common to man. But God will always give a way of escape. That's why we have in the Bible, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows. For those of us in the ministry, we have come to understand that. And we adequately warn ministers. When you see a minister falling, be careful. Before you judge that minister, and before you go to town with all the negatives about him or her, be careful lest you fall. So before you can assume that position of I'm a judge, the first question heaven will ask you is that, did you intercede for him? And now that he has fallen, have you interceded for him? Now, thanks be to God who always, somebody say always. I'm saying all this so that we can catch the mind of God. You will always triumph in Jesus' name. Seven failures are not enough to make you a failure. If the righteous fall seven times, he will do what? Rise again. Now, with this in mind, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 quickly. I'll just read quickly and make some comments and stop. Now it happened after these that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria and there in Hazan Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord and from all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new God. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to your descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before the temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in your affliction, and you will hear and save. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mansia, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given to us to inherit. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against them, neither do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jezeel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mataniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, and in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you. What did the Lord say? Come on, everybody, help me read. I can't hear you. Thus says the Lord to you. Say it again. Be not afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but the Lord. Leave it there. You know the rest of the story. What I want to say quickly is this. Blessed be God and thanks be God to God who always causes us to triumph in every place. And this was a place, and this was a time, and this was a child of God. No, by Pastor Taiwo, this one is in the New Testament. Let me tell you quickly. The character of God never changes. It's the same in the Old and the New Testament, the same before the New Testament and the Old Testament, and the same until eternity. If there's anything like end of eternity, he will remain the same. So he's the same God, the same character. And so this was a covenant child of God. And suddenly there was trouble. And suddenly everything looked like they were skewed. Everything was falling apart. And let me quickly remind you, we've said it here before. Troubles do come. The unexpected do happen. Very smart and intelligent human beings that we are. We plan our lives and we execute our plans to details. But even the best planned project and the best planned life do experience surprises. I don't know about you.